This is Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. The creative journey of a jazz musician is unlike any other genre of music. You're constantly a part of a shifting puzzle, fitting in with different instrumentalists, band leaders, orientations. You learn how to adapt. You evolve. Now, I've been in all kinds of groups, duos, playing classical, big bands, trios, even some electronic experimental joints. Jazz musicians, we're musical chameleons. And one of the most electric shapeshifters on the scene is the pianist Hiromi. Hiromi Yuihara, simply known as Hiromi, is a Japanese pianist who pulls from every corner of the musical spectrum, rock, bop, classical, even intergalactic sounds. More on that a little later. She's also led a wide range of groups over the years. So for this episode, we gave Hiromi a little assignment.
Hello, this is Hiromi. I picked 10 songs of my favorite band that I've been into.
10 bands, 10 songs. A sonic journey through nearly 25 years of music making. Hiromi's first pick takes us back to 2003, right when she burst onto the scene, with a track called XYZ.
This is an opening track on my debut album. I used to play this song as an opener of the show, too, back in 2003. And that was like my business card. This is who I am.
Let's get introduced to Hiromi's fiery chops. We'll be right back. That was XYZ featuring Mitch Cohen on bass, Dave DeCenso on drums, and Hiromi tearing it up on the piano. Now, while the piano is Hiromi's axe of choice, she's also a full-blown keyboard whisperer. And the reason she gravitated towards them is not what you'd think.
I think the reason why I started playing keyboard is because I had this, I don't know, love towards guitar. And, you know, with acoustic piano, you cannot really sustain notes or bend notes, but with guitar, you can do that. And I started to mimic that on keyboard. And that's how I got into keyboard playing as well.
Hiromi's keyboard took center stage in her band Sonic Bloom, especially on this track from 2007, Time Out.
Wow.
was Time Out, featuring The Fuse, David Fuzinski on guitar, Tony Gray on bass, Martin Valahora on drums, and Hiromi on keyboards. Building your sound alongside your peers is one thing, but what about when one of your heroes becomes your collaborator? Now, I've been lucky to play with some of mine, Ray Brown, Freddie Hubbard, and one of Hiromi's heroes too, the late, great Chick Corea.
I met Chick when I was 17 years old. He happened to be rehearsing for a show at the place that I was taking lessons from a teacher in Tokyo. And I heard Chick is in the building. So I went to say hi. And he said, do you play? You know, do you improvise? So I played like one of my original songs. And he started to just play along. And then he said, what are you doing tomorrow night? Do you want to play my show? It was just an amazing experience because, you know, I've been playing along his record for many years before I met him. Of course, you know, the recording doesn't communicate with you. But when I first played with him, he responded for the first time live, and it just made me feel so emotional. 10 years later, I met him again in Tokyo Jazz Festival, and we played duet together. Then after the show, he said, let's make an album together. And I ran the corridor, maybe like 50-100 meters, like with full speed. I was so happy. And, you know, when I was 17 years old, I felt like I couldn't respond as much as I wanted to because my vocabularies were not as equipped. But then 10 years later, I felt like finally I could have a decent conversation.
Let's take a listen to that conversation. This is Humpty Dumpty.
Thank you.
That was Chick Corea and Hiromi with Humpty Dumpty, recorded live at the Blue Note Jazz Club in Tokyo back in 2008. Hiromi's next pick comes from her time playing alongside another Chick Corea collaborator, legendary bassist Stanley Clark.
Amazing experience, again, to be able to communicate with, you know, one of my heroes that I've been playing with over records. And we did a couple of duet concerts, trio concerts, you know, on and off. I always enjoy. We have such a special chemistry together, and I love the energy.
Here's a little bit of the Stanley Clark Band featuring Hiromi. This is No Mystery from 2010. When we come back, Hiromi dips her toe into the classical world and takes a trip to a galaxy far, far away. This is Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. Welcome back to Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. We've been hearing Hiromi's picks for the top 10 bands she's been a part of. From duos to trios to full ensembles. But does she have a favorite type of group?
I enjoy every format. Every format has uniqueness to it, you know. And I mean, smaller the band is, more improvisation happens, I think, and more intimate it is. And, you know, when it's more like an orchestra, there's a beauty of playing it with a large group. It's like a beautiful architecture.
Hiromi is especially known for her trios, most notably the one she started back in 2011 with bassist Anthony Jackson and drummer Simon Phillips. For their first record together as a trio, Hiromi picked a very interesting piece to play, Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 8, also known as the Pathetique.
This particular piece is a piece I've been playing from really early age. You know, it's one of the piano sonata from Beethoven. Playing around the original piece, like putting different harmonies and chords to it. And I thought that would be perfect for the trio. And, you know, here it is.
Thank you.
was Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 8, Pathetique, performed by the Trio Project, featuring Anthony Jackson on bass, Simon Phillips on drums, and of course, Hiromi on piano. The Trio Project would go on to release 4 records between 2011 and 2016, including a very aptly titled album from 2012, Move.
That album, I wanted to kind of express the day, the life, day life from like waking up till the time I go to bed. So it starts from the track Move, and it starts with a sound of alarm clock, actually. It's been loved by many fans, and, you know, I always get requests from the fans to play this song.
Well, let's get moving. Here's Hiromi's Trio Project with Move.
Thank you.
Have Mercy, that was Move, featuring Anthony Jackson on bass, Simon Phillips on drums, and Hiromi on piano. It's no wonder fans request these sorts of songs at Hiromi's concerts. If you haven't seen her live, I highly recommend it. The energy she brings on stage is wild. And her next pick is a perfect example of that live spirit. No, it's not an original or a piece by Beethoven. This one's from much farther out, like galaxy far, far away far.
I'm a huge fan of Star Wars. Whenever I'm on the plane and I see Star Wars, I always have to watch it. I love it so much. And I also love the music of John Williams.
And the piece she chose from the Star Wars universe? Arguably the most swinging tune in the entire galaxy. Cantina Band.
And this particular piece, I think this is my favorite piece of the Star Wars.
She teamed up with harpist Edmar Castaneda for this track, live.
Such a fun piece to play. Like whenever we play this piece, I always see smiles on all audience. It's just amazing.
Thank you. Cantina Band, from pianist Hiromi and harpist Edmar Castaneda, recorded live at the Montreal International Jazz Festival in 2017. Coming up next on Jazz Night in America, Hiromi reflects on moments of solitude, plus some new music from her latest project. You're listening to Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. We're exploring some of pianist Hiromi's favorite bands and collaborations, both big and small. But her next pick highlights the introspective side of her musical journey, her solo piano albums.
I always like to record solo album once in every decade at least.
The first came in 2009. Then, 10 years later, she returned to the studio alone for an album entitled Spectrum.
Being on stage or in the studio, just me and the piano, really, it's like a mirror. I can really see where I'm at the pianist right now. And I like to do that like as a milestone in my career. And, you know, piano has been my best friend since 6 years old. And, you know, I feel like we grew up together. And I just like to have a conversation with a piano, just two of us.
This is Hiromi, solo, with Spectrum. Thank you. That was Hiromi, and only Hiromi, with Spectrum, from her 2019 album of the same name. Being solo became a familiar theme for a lot of musicians during the pandemic, and Hiromi used that time to look on the brighter side of things.
I was just at home thinking about what I could do. That time I was in Tokyo, and there was a one concert master that I played with in orchestral shows, and I always wanted to play with him. And I came up with this idea of writing for a string quartet, and I wrote this big suite called Silver Lining Suite. The Silver Lining Suite is based on my emotional flow in pandemic time.
The piece she picked from the 2021 album is called Ribera del Duero, named after her favorite Spanish wine.
That time, you couldn't even toast with anybody, and you couldn't have a drink, you couldn't socialize. And I was just wanted to do that in music, you know, just imagining someday we'll get through this and I'm going to play this song in front of the audience again, and I will make a toast.
Cheers, Hiromi. Let's check it out. Thank you. That was Ribera del Duero with Hiromi on piano and a string quartet featuring Wataru Mukai on cello, Miguna Naka on viola, Tatsuo Nishi and Sohei Berman on violins. With over two decades of twists and turns in her musical journey, it appears that Hiromi is just getting started. We'll take it home with her final pick of the show, a piece from her most recent release, Out There. It's the first movement of a four-part suite called Taken Off.
The album is about curiosity can take anywhere you want to go. And I wanted to take this band to the place that we haven't been before. You know, yeah, just taking off.
We'll be right back.
That was Hiromi and her Sonic Wonder Quartet with Adam O'Farrell on trumpet, Hadrian Farreau on bass, and Gene Coy on drums. Jazz Night in America is a production of WBGO Studios and NPR Music. This episode was written and produced by Trevor Smith and Sarah Gilletti. Mastering by Ron Scalzo. Executive producer, Stephen A. Williams. Saraya Muhammad is the executive producer at NPR Music. Keith Jenkins is the vice president of visuals and music strategy at NPR. I'm Christian McBride.